Let's do this thing.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast with Julie, Pasha, and Maggie.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Big Labia Energy, episode 106. I am Maggie Ferris. I am here with Pasha and Julie. Hello, Pasha. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Maggie.
Hello, Maggie.
How
Hello,
are Pasha. You?
Good.
Good.
Great.
How are I you? Missed you guys.
I missed you guys. I
missed you.
Yeah.
The last 5 days that we've been away.
I mean, it's too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too, we should move in again.
Here?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I'll just put out the air mattress.
Yeah.
She can sleep up there.
I got the bad knee. I'm not going up there.
Yeah, she can't go up there.
Oh, shit.
You're the youngest.
That
you
means
go up
we
there.
Have to go
oh,
up there.
Man. Yeah.
You guys are the youngest. I'm the eldest.
I don't like it at all.
I don't respect my elders.
Well, we know that. Clearly.
I have some respect for some elders.
Some.
Some.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
let's name them. Let's start naming the ones.
Oh, boy.
I know you're not really going
to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, she's
I was
dead.
Like,
but
please don't actually name people.
Name
I just
a woman.
Wanted to name one elder that I respected. How about that?
Okay.
Remember that TikTok trend that was going around where women were going up to their husbands or boyfriends and saying, "Name a woman."
I did see that briefly. Yeah.
And like seeing yeah. who they would name. Did you ever see the one I did of Maggie asking
no.
Maggie that?
No.
I was like, "Name a woman." She was really confused and she said, "Huh?" I said, "Name a woman, any woman." Because they're supposed to name you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you're supposed yeah. to be the person that comes to their yeah. mind. She looked at me and went, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
A real lesbian.
I was like,
feminist
that is
answer.
A perfect answer. I accept that.
I love it so much.
No.
So you did pass, Maggie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, what if I would have said like
Jeffrey Epstein?
Oh, that's not a woman.
Well, I know, and he's a bad man.
Or just yeah. a real
he's a
horrible
bad, bad
woman.
Man. Yeah.
I can't think of a horrible woman.
Come on. Griselda.
I didn't watch that. I did watch your other show, though.
Oh, which one?
American Nightmare.
Wasn't it good?
Yes.
God, it's
I
just
still
like,
watched it
is
it.
Let's watch it. I'll watch it again.
It okay. is
it was so good.
And then I called.
I mean, it's the most insane story in the whole
yes.
world. And if it wasn't for that lady detective at the end, who it was her first case
yeah.
to put all the pieces together, they still would have been vilified.
Yes. And then I called my detective husband because I was pissed. I was like, but then he
Did
was.
Did you know about this case?
Yeah. But then he was at a call out. Yeah. He's like, I can't talk right now. We're going to go in a building.
You're like, no, I have questions.
I have to tell right? you that I do not like detectives right now. And that includes you.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
I love that he gets the brunt of yeah. your anger at other yeah. detectives.
The thing I love so much about the story, Pasha, close your ears, is like how they ended up together still and
well,
had
yeah,
a family. And it
yeah.
was just so
yeah.
sweet.
They were adorable.
I mean,
yeah.
it was just yeah. a lovely ending.
It's
I bawled
so
at the end.
Friggin' bonkers, though.
Yeah. Like, how could you ever believe that that's really...
Yeah.
And their stories were identical, you
yes.
know? It's like, how could you not believe them? I mean,
yeah, but
yeah,
it is
was
pretty
crazy.
Far-fetched. Like, if you're...
I suppose.
But it was crazy that the department came out, like, against them, saying they're wasting resources and stuff, like, so
right.
early. It was like, calm down. Like,
I know. You have to give it a shot.
Yeah.
You
I
can't
get
just
that it's
not believe
insane.
Right away.
Yeah, but you can't go on the offensive.
But how odd that she just walked back to her dad's house,
yeah.
you know, unharmed.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, yeah. she was alive.
Yeah.
Well, I saw some things on TikTok that where somebody was talking about things about the case that weren't included in the documentary.
Ooh, like
oh,
what?
Really?
Oh. Like, oh, God. Now I can't even remember.
Great.
I know.
Bring it up.
I'll see if I can find it. Did they talk about in the documentary that, like, her... Something about when she was walking back to her dad's, like she had sunglasses or like her
yeah.
eyes were taped shut or something like that.
Oh, she had goggles
well,
on.
Goggles.
During
the thing.
No, it was
swim goggles.
When she was dropped off because oh. they didn't want. I don't.
She might have had to take them off.
I shouldn't have brought this
after.
Up when I don't even remember all the details,
yeah.
but I got to find that.
But she was wearing swim goggles that were like duct taped black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah mm-hmm. And painted black.
So bizarre. I can't wait to see when Pasha.
Remember when she was like, one long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Who does this belong
yeah.
to? Yeah. God, that was so good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You better say spoiler alert all over this episode in case.
Oh, if you haven't watched American Nightmare, you're not going to want to after you listen to this episode. Yeah. But if you have, ooh, send us your comments. Yep. Okay, I have some really interesting news to share.
Okay.
Okay. What?
Do
you have some
like
already?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay. So, you know the case about Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know she got out of prison pretty recently.
Yeah.
So, you know I have a prison pen pal?
Yeah.
I just connected the dots yesterday and they were in the same prison.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Did they?
I don't know. I wrote her right away and asked her and I haven't heard back from her. From my
She's
prison
probably like,
pen pal.
I'm already getting a lot of other fan mail.
I know, right? She probably dropped me.
I don't need you. Yeah. I got People Magazine crawling up my ass.
Isn't that crazy, though?
That is insane.
I had no idea. Until I was watching that. It was like a 2020 interview with Gypsy Rose, and they said the name of the prison, and I was like, why does that sound familiar? Yeah. I know.
You're like, go look at my letters. They're all stamped.
Well, shit. If I knew she was in there, I would have written to her, too.
She has a bigger payoff. We should see if she'll come on the podcast.
Do you know that she has 20 million followers on social media? Like, I don't think you could even get to her.
We could get to her.
I tried to get to Ronald Gladden and I couldn't get to him. I don't think he has 20 million.
Are you saying his name right?
Ronald Gladden?
Is it Gladden?
Yeah.
Oh.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. I thought it was... More
from
syllables.
Jury Duty.
I know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, I didn't know.
No, from the twins.
That's Don
Gladden. I know.
They're cousins.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
You're lying.
You're right.
I know.
God, how many do you do that so fast?
Because.
I don't like it. Can't pull the wool over your eyes.
So.
Anyway, that's my fascinating news.
That is very exciting.
So I'm dying to hear back from my prison pen pal.
For sure.
Nothing. Radio silence.
Oh, I looked at some prison pen pals once after you talked about it. And then I was like, I just got like 30 other pen pals and I'm having a hard time.
You have a lot. My thing is I sort of want to write to the real like crazy guilty ones and just see if they'll talk a little and get into their thought process at all or anything like that. But that scares me a little bit.
Who would you want to?
Yeah.
I don't know, but haven't you ever seen like any of those shows where they're like, I'm a vicious serial killer and I don't give a fuck and I want to kill people and blah, 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 blah.
Like Mindhunter? Did you watch Mindhunter?
No.
You guys didn't watch
Mindhunter? I started watching it once.
What is
never
that?
Finished it.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that the one with Jodie Foster?
No. That's True Detective. Mindhunter is like they profile like serial killers and stuff. Yeah. Watch it. Just watch. When I watched the first episode, I heard about it when we were at Joke Joint Office one night.
Oh, really?
And then I stayed up and watched like the whole first season. And then I was like,
but is it a dramatization or is it true to life? Because I don't like dramatization.
No, but it's a dramatization. They're just acting out the true to life
stuff. Okay, I can handle that.
And the actors are so good. Like they're really, really.
Yeah, no, if you compare their looks of who they cast to the real people and their voices, their mannerisms, you're like, is this real?
Really?
Is this a dramatization?
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Just watch the first episode.
I'll watch the first episode of Mindhunter.
If you're not hooked.
But, how did we get to that?
Pen pals, I think.
Oh, so the real crazies are on Mindhunter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could choose to write to anyone you want to. It's just, will they write you back? Will they say honest things? Will they answer your questions? You know what I mean?
Like,
you could reach out to whoever you want to reach out to.
And they're probably good at manipulating.
That's what I
would be scared of, that I would somehow unwittingly get manipulated. Like, you never know.
I think I'd have to set up like a fake identification.
Yeah, don't give them your real name.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't.
I gave her my real name.
Well, that's
watch. We're gonna hear a knock at the door. She's like,
she might get out in February, this month.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she has like a parole hearing.
What
or
if
something.
She needs to parole to your apartment?
She has a mother who lives nearby.
But what if her mom doesn't want her? What if her mom's like, I'm tired of this crap.
I am only a pen pal and a cheerleader. I am not a support.
But a cheerleader could be.
It could
a coach.
Be, but I'm not.
Well, you have good boundaries. I don't.
Thank you.
I'd be like. What the heck? How bad can this be?
No, God.
What could go wrong? Yeah.
You could get murdered.
Yeah.
You
but
never know.
It makes for a good story.
It's a great story. Yeah. And I know that I would leave a legacy.
Just don't leave it at my funeral.
Okay. That's why you don't have prison pen pals. Wait, what?
What? Huh?
What's going on with your regular pen pals? Anything?
No.
Nothing you can talk about?
It's not that I can't talk about it. It's just, you know. I did get broken up with by two pen pals this
week.
What?
Why?
Well, one, I think I told you we didn't talk about it on the podcast last week, but that was this guy on Snap that I was accidentally catfishing because when I...
I love how you accidentally catfish.
Because remember I went to Snap because the guy from the pen pal site wanted me to go, you know, Lady Bottom to go to Snap. Yeah. So I went there. But then I started getting all these other people.
Ah.
But I met,
because your name was Lady Bottom.
Exactly.
Tickly Lady Bottom.
But I met two really nice guys, and one of them was this guy in Chicago. And he's a super nice guy.
Did you get D-pics from him?
No, that's okay. The thing. Super right. Nice guy. But then we started talking. And there's another guy in Iowa, too.
I'm going to Chicago soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you could. Are you going to do comedy there?
Yeah.
Well, can you go see him?
Okay.
When?
May.
Okay.
I just booked it like yesterday.
Cause he keeps like he's like yeah I want to come see you do. I finally had to be like listen I am not in Chicago because my phone.
Should I find out if I can bring a feature?
If you want, oh my god, no.
Or you don't want to get that?
No,
close.
I do want to meet. But here was the other thing. So then I told them that I was catfishing him.
Okay.
And that I wasn't in Chicago, and then And then he kind of ghosted me because of that. But then I mentioned this so we were doing highs and lows at confirmation on Wednesday. I blurted out. My low was that a guy on Snapchat ghosted me because I didn't want to meet him. And one of the girls goes, you can't meet someone off Snapchat. And I was like, no, I know, but you're missing the
point. They're wiser than you.
I know, that's exactly it. I was like,
How old are these kids?
12.
Oh, my
but
God.
I was like, no,
they
no,
know
no.
better.
Yeah. But then... I heard other stories of what goes on, and I was like, in their lives.
Sure.
Like, in their adult lives.
Can you share, or?
Well.
Wait, do you mean your confirmation kids, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one was just telling me that, like, their coach came over and left beer in the refrigerator that she found in, like, her mini fridge, and then she saw his wife getting drunk on St. Patrick's Day throwing up.
Whoops.
Which is like, you know what I mean? They're adults or whatever.
Sure.
But it's just kind of funny. She's like, Dad, I think Coach so-and-so left a beer in my mini fridge.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's crazy.
And then the other one, she got in trouble and her teacher came over to talk to the parents about it because she's like, has all these missing assignments. But then the parents asked if he wanted to stay for the football game.
That was no way.
Yeah, and he stayed for like 4 hours.
How weird is that?
I know, that's what I said.
But what does that have to do with Snapchat? Nothing?
No, just because we were talking about highs and lows.
Just stories. Oh, okay.
And then...
How awkward would that be, though, 4 hours with your freaking teacher that you're in trouble with?
That's exactly what I said.
Sitting on your couch.
I was like, this poor girl. I was like, I don't care how many missed assignments you have. Like, wouldn't the teacher just be like, read the room? I'd be like, dude. And yeah.
So, I would go to my room and shut the door until they left.
I know. I was just like, this poor kid.
No
like,
kidding.
And then you have to go back to school the next day and be like, hey, remember last night when you were over for 4 hours
after
you
yelled at her? I would be like, not a word.
Yeah.
I would be like, no, nothing.
Oh.
Scary.
Well, the other girls call her out on it all the time.
I would assume they would get teased relentlessly.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Tease. I mean, I do that now as a grown-up.
And then the other person that broke up with me was a Silicon Tech bro who wanted me to send him daily selfies. And I said no.
Just a face?
Yeah.
Or?
I had like every morning.
Okay. Have you ever sent him a selfie?
Yeah. And I was like, how many selfies do you need? Like, we know what each other looks like.
So his kink is just your face.
He said I didn't trust him. Because I was like, yeah, dude, how many pictures do you want?
Like, those could go out on the interwebs, a picture of your face.
Well, not only that, but it's like, I'm not putting on, like, I'm sitting on the couch all day. I'm not putting on makeup. I'm not going to.
Well, maybe he wants the true you.
That's what he said. But I was like, nobody wants that. So So anyways, that Ben Bell.
That's funny. Over.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Those are the ones I broke up with. Or yeah.
Well, that's good though. I mean, it's.
Or broke up with me. I didn't break up with them.
No, you don't. That's okay.
You're listening to Julie's Pin Pal Saga.
Did you say Pin Pal?
Well, he pronounced it Pin Pal, but he's probably Southern. Pin Pal Saga.
I do have a Southern Pin Pal.
Really? From where? France?
No.
That's not the South?
South?
I got it. I'm teasing. I understand a little bit about geography, okay? France is across the pond.
Which way is France? Point
east.
Is that east?
No, that's north, so it's that way.
Isn't that way?
No, because that's north.
Oh.
East.
Oh. Wait, that's north?
Yeah.
I thought that was
your car's south. Out there.
I thought that was north.
No. North is that way. The capital's hat is directly north.
I wish we were.
And then east.
Oh. Yeah. I guess I just thought that was the street out there where I parked.
Well, you park over there. Pasha parks over there. I park over there.
Well, I park over there
this
every other night.
This is fascinating for our listeners.
Yeah. I got to switch it back and forth.
Yeah, you do have a lot of parking work to do.
Just in case they do a drive-by, they'll know where we all park.
Well, they'll know which direction we're facing.
Speaking of which, Carter got ducked today when he went grocery shopping.
Yay! Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
I got ducked. Where did I get ducked? Was it in Grand Rapids?
Where was that? Maybe.
I got a tiny duck. It was cute.
Yeah, it was very cute.
Where did he get ducked?
It was in the Hy-Vee parking lot, but like all the Jeeps got ducked too. No. But he said his was the coolest. And it had a cute little crocheted hat on it and sunglasses.
Shut up.
Yeah.
How did someone really go to that effort or did they buy it crocheted?
I don't know. And he didn't show me what the other ones, like what everyone else got. But he said his was the best. So that was fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, especially since I screwed up and forgot to finish placing the order, so he had to run inside instead of picking
up. Whoopsies.
Yeah.
You know you can get it delivered by DoorDash.
Yeah, but we can also just drive there. And then
of course you can. Yeah.
And then get ducked.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You would miss that opportunity if you stay home.
I got ducked in traffic.
How? Did
oh, that's
it
a good
you?
Story.
No, so I was, this guy, he wasn't even driving a Jeep, but I'm sitting at this stoplight and he's like, hey, and like, so I rolled down my window a little bit and he holds up a duck and he goes, you want it? And I went, hell yeah. Yeah. And so I rolled my window all the way down and he tossed it in and we both went, yeah.
Nice.
Excuse me.
Can you tell your story about who you delivered to the other day or is that?
Which one?
You brought food and they went, yay, food.
Oh,
this is a great story.
So I was dashing in the downtown area, but it was a delivery to uptown. And it was this cute little corner house. And it was 5 meals. It was a pretty big order. And so I go up there. It was a hand it to me order, not leave it at the door. So I ring the doorbell. She opens the door. And when she opens it, her place is like one of those really small but cozy and adorable places. And everybody's just like right there in the living room sitting there. And they are all lesbians.
Oh, like,
and one of them went, clearly. Yay, food. And I went, yay, lesbians.
Love it.
That's yeah, a fun story.
It was a very fun moment.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah.
One time when before I was a lesbian, I was working at...
Before I was a lesbian.
I worked at Chi-Chi's, and I was a server's assistant, and I was bringing chips and drinks to a table, and it was a table of lesbians, and I was like, here you go, guys. And then I realized in my head I called them guys, and that might be not politically correct.
Yeah.
And so instantly my face turned bright red, so it looked like I just handed them drinks and got embarrassed. But mostly I was embarrassed because I'm sure I knew I was a lesbian, but not out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which Chi-Chi's did you work at?
University in, what is that, Dale? No. Lexington? No.
Oh, yeah.
It was on University, in Hamlin, Lexington. By Hamlin.
What year do you think you worked there? Do you remember?
I would say 92.
We went to the Ridgefield one all the time because it was right
That was the first one.
Was it really?
Yeah.
First one in the state or not?
I think it was the first one.
I don't think it was.
Google it,
ever.
I'm going to.
I still like Chi-Chi salsa. I used to get that in the store all the time. I don't know if they still sell it or not, but it's delicious. Why did you ask what year?
I was just curious.
Oh, Casey went there when I was there?
Yeah, maybe you were our server.
Server's assistant.
Oh, sorry.
I wasn't ever server's a server assistant. There. I wasn't ready.
So you just bring out the...
chips side. And drinks and then clear the tables. I help the waiters and waitresses.
Get them refills and stuff.
Yeah. And if they're like, can you grab that and bring it to table 2020? There's no table 2020, but yeah, I would do that.
I loved having server assistants and bar backs when I was a server.
They tip you out, so you don't get direct tips, right. But you get indirect tips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We always had to tip it. We tipped out a total of 25% of our tips every night, 10% to the bar, 10% to our bar back, and then 5% to the expo.
Yeah, but what'd you give the essays?
10%.
No, you said the bar, the bar back.
The bar back is the essay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. In the bar, we call them a bar back. But they were our assistants too.
See, we never like stocked the bar or anything like that. I think of a bar back as someone who just grabs beer and restocks the bar.
Well, they did that too.
Yeah.
But then they would also
very busy.
Set our tables and get them bread and
that's nice.
Set up for wine, whatever we needed them to do.
I would also sing the birthday song whenever needed.
Oh, is that where you got your love of? You're right. It was founded in Ridgefield.
Told you, girl. That was the first one.
How did I know?
And almost like maybe the right last one, too.
By my
house.
Because
it was around for a long time after the other one started to close.
Hey, on my birthday this year, will you sing me the Chi-Chi's Happy Birthday song?
Sure.
Thank you.
And get some fried ice cream.
Yeah.
I'll make you some.
I never tried their fried ice cream.
We both sigh in disbelief.
I was always scared to.
Oh, my God.
Why
were you scared to?
I don't know. I was like, that would be gross after it's fried. Like,
but
I didn't get it.
The thing is it's... Oh, do you understand now?
She's so ready to explain.
But yet,
her elbows came up on the table. Her hands were ready.
I got really
but
excited.
You know it's not fried, right?
Just go ahead and explain it now because you were so excited.
Okay,
I don't want to
so
take that
so there's like
from
a little
you.
Bit of a breading on the outside kind of a thing. And it's a scoop of frozen ice cream. And they freeze it like extra firm so that you can dunk her in the fryer and heat up the outside. And then you... with chocolate sauce and then some whipped cream and some cinnamon sugar and then you give it to the person and it's still hot and cold.
That's what you should do for your ice cream stand. You should make your own fried ice cream balls and then people can take it home and fry it.
What's not the greatest with a riding bicycle and a deep fat fryer?
No. I mean,
nothing could go wrong.
No. Sell it so that they can buy it to...
Sell hunks of frozen ice cream?
Yeah, like sell the dough,
like a round ball of ice cream.
Yeah, that they would take home.
Sure, we'll get on that. I like your ideas. There's no wrong answers in brainstorming.
I feel like there is on this.
Sometimes.
I really thought you wanted me to carry a deep fat fryer on my ice cream bicycle.
No. Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Just
ow! Again, ow!
Splatter increase everywhere.
Ma'am, I just got burnt. I'm sorry. Do you want some fried ice cream?
It's so good,
I can
though.
Make fries, too.
I'll put some extra cinnamon sugar on it for you.
You want to know how it's made? It's not really, it doesn't really melt. You could tell the
it
process
does
to everyone.
It does melt a little.
Well, I know, but I mean, you could tell the process to everyone.
It would be fun. I do get excited about it, clearly.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah. So, speaking of Jeep ducks with crocheted hats, I heard you're doing something similar to crochet.
What am I doing similar to crochet?
Knitting?
Am I knitting and I don't know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm way off the mark on this, but isn't cross stitch with a needle and thread?
It's not crochet, though.
It's closer than painting.
And fried ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do love to cross stitch.
So,
and I am working on a cross stitch, not at this very moment,
no,
but in
not right
general
this second.
Right now. I am working on one.
And what are you working on?
I'm a bad girlfriend. I did not have this done before Christmas, but I am cross stitching something for Maggie. That it's our podcast logo. It's a big old vagina, and it says big, well, not a vagina, it's a big labia,
it's the logo.
And it says big labia energy, and I'm so excited for it.
I'm going to put it right there.
Rachel also showed me you could get labias on Temu.
What?
She's
you mean like,
oh,
I need
gifts?
A labia to go with this.
What? Is that, did you get that in?
Boob. Maggie got me.
Oh my God, this would be little, so addicting.
You know, those little squeezable fidget toys.
Say what it is, because our listeners cannot see that.
I was just explaining.
Can take a picture of it.
Yeah.
It's
almost just like one of those little squish balls, but it's in the shape of a boob and it has a nipple on it.
It's beautiful.
No, not on Temu. But it was like just in some store.
We saw. So addictively squishy.
Some random store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This would make me want to put it in my bra and have...
Just fondle it all day?
Yeah. Well, not... No, but have bigger boobs.
Well, yeah, they're nice. They're shaped very...
This is fun to play with.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a foam squeeze toy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
A boob.
Do you need another one?
Yeah.
So
I only have one.
Have two boob
I need
toys.
One for each hand.
Yeah.
Just tune like real Tokyo. Life. Tune in Tokyo? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you never heard that?
No, I have.
Oh, you have? You haven't?
I have, but go ahead and explain it because you look very excited.
I don't even know where it comes from, but I just know that they're like, when they tweak the nipples. Tune in Tokyo.
I wish people could see the actual video of us talking about this.
Like trying to find the Tokyo station. Tune in Tokyo.
Tune in.
I don't even know what that really means. Let's find the origins of Tune in Tokyo. I can't believe we're talking about this.
Okay.
Why? This is...
This is real news.
This is podcast gem.
Also, I spelled Tokyo really wrong. How do you spell Tokyo?
I think it's T-O-Y-K-O, isn't
it? Nope. T-O-K-Y-O.
Oh, that makes much better. Speaking of Tokyo, I think my favorite show was filmed there.
Which show?
What's that show where the...
Oh, yeah. The kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids Unattended or whatever.
Yeah, where they go run an errand for the first time. And they're 3, 4, 5 years old.
It's so stressful. I watched like one episode and I was like, stress. You don't get stress diarrhea from watching
that. No, I love it. It's adorable.
You get stress diarrhea with everything.
But they have handlers along the way, like if they really got into any trouble. And not only that, they're in these little small towns where everyone knows each other and people help them.
I just don't think it's good.
Old Enough. It's called Old Enough.
Yeah, and that sounds sketchy. Because that seems like it should be an adult.
Yeah. Well, they're not. They're kids.
No, they're very little
Sometimes,
kids.
Like, siblings will go together, and, like, the smaller one will get tired, and the bigger one will, like, hold their hand.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even.
And it's adorable.
I found the origin of Tune in Tokyo.
Please tell me.
So, it's a reference from the movie Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Was that, like, a Valley Girl movie?
Isn't that the one with Madonna in it? Remember the old '80s movie, Girls Just
The old '80s
movie. But Madonna is in the movie, I believe. I might be wrong. Hold on, let me look.
Well, what was the movie that Madonna?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay.
She looks like Madonna in my mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
What movie was Madonna's like breakout movie in the '80s? Susan, Desperately Seeking Susan. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there a show that I called? Okay. So anyways.
That's Suddenly Susan.
Suddenly Susan. Oh, yeah. But yeah, there's Tune in Tokyo, to be precise, is where Jeff's best friend plays a party game that essentially involves him pretending a girl's breasts are radio dials during World War II and him yelling, Tune in Tokyo.
Okay, so I wasn't that far off.
Yeah.
Tune in Tokyo. I'm still doing it, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I was like,
pinching the nips.
Pinching the
World
nips.
World War II? Or did you say World War I or World War II? Or does
World
it matter?
World War II.
Pinching the nips.
That's what this says.
You know.
I love it so much.
What did we call it the other day when we were talking about it? A nipple tick.
Nipple tick.
Nipple tick.
Nipple tick?
Yep.
Remember when Margaret Chandelier had a joke about nipple scruff?
Oh, my God. That woman was funny.
I just had lunch with her the other day.
Why doesn't she go back to comedy?
I don't know.
It's just too much for her.
But that was...
Boy, she was funny.
Oh, she's...
She's something.
Yep.
I miss her. Will you tell her hello next time you see her? Mm-hmm. Okay. I drove past her house one time with Basha.
You didn't say
we were in her neighborhood. I texted her. I said, I'm driving past your house in case she was there. She could come out and we'd wave at her. But she wasn't there. She was out. Margaret.
Out doing her Margaret Chandelier thing.
Yeah, swinging from the chandelier.
Wow. That was a delight.
I'm gonna isolate that. I better write down the time for that. Chandelier. That's a song. That's a real pop song that I'm not good at singing.
No, it was great, honey.
You do not need to lie or placate. We'll be okay. So what else? Do you got any gigs coming up?
Nope. I quit comedy.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I just asked you to do a gig today, and you said yes.
I knew you were fishing for that. Oh. Yes. We will be doing a gig at a VFW.
CASN, American Legion.
On St. Patrick's Day weekend, so it's going to be off the chain.
Is it St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Well, March 16th. Is it the 17th?
I don't know.
How do you not know when St. Patrick's Day is?
I don't pay attention to that stuff. What do I do? Go out and dye my hair green
When's
and walk
Christmas?
With a parade?
Do you know when that is?
Christ's birthday. 25 of December.
Yeah. So you mean you're not going to bring us a charcuterie board?
But I'm just saying there are some holidays that people just know the date
right.
of.
Christmas is bigger than St. Patrick's
well,
Day.
Well, yeah.
But it's the same number. It's not like Thanksgiving.
Listen,
where it's like,
I know it's in March. How about that? I know it's in March.
You don't have to get defensive about
it. Well, I'd like to.
Obviously.
One time I had a black and white dog, and I painted her white green and went to the St. Patrick's Day parade.
You just got done saying, I don't dye my hair green, but you didn't follow up with, I dye my dog's hair green.
My dog's different than me. And that was back in the day when I got into it. I'm old. I'm 51. I probably haven't been to the parade since then, which was 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Have you been to the parade? Have you been thrown up in a blanket or kissed by a Shriner? What are those guys called?
Vulcan?
Yeah, Vulcan.
We get asked to be in the parade to march with them, but I don't want to.
What's that blanket team called?
Blankies for...
No, you know how they have...
I know what you're talking about.
Why are you coming at me, yo?
Why are you coming at me
blanket
like I don't
brigade?
Know?
Something like that. It's got a real like official title. I'm going to get really in trouble by the St. Paul Winter Carnival people.
Well, then maybe they'll come on the pod.
But wait, are the Vulcans, do they have anything to do with St. Patty's
Day?
No,
I think we're just making that up.
Now I just don't understand anything.
I don't either. Do we ever know what we're talking about?
Sometimes, but usually we have to Google it.
I rarely do. I started watching, have you guys watched Louder Milk?
Louder? No. No, but my mom suggests it.
I really like it.
Do you?
I'm like halfway through the
What's it about?
Okay. Just started yesterday.
Isn't it that guy from Office Space or not Office?
Yes, yeah. Office Space and
Ron.
Million Little Things. Ron.
Yeah.
Livingston.
Weasley.
Yeah. Is that what
it
is?
That's from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
I don't know those.
I don't know Harry Potter either. I just know some things about it.
Have you watched Harry Potter movies or read Harry Potter books? None of them? Mm-hmm. They're actually very good.
My kids have, and I've like been in the room when they were watching it.
So you basically have seen it.
Reading it. I was in the room when they were reading it, so
you've basically seen it.
I mean,
did you get into Harry Potter?
I tried, but I just couldn't. I don't.
Yeah, it's not my bag either. Yeah. But I thought it was well done.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last book I read was a book a friend wrote, and I think she's written like three more since then. So,
you have a friend who writes books?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She's come to see us do comedy on like a New Year's Eve at Sisyphus several years ago.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
What does she write? Fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. What was her name? Can we say her name?
I think her name's Gretchen. She might know. She might not want to be associated with us.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
I don't know.
I understand. We're not all that upstanding.
If we can't get Ron Gladden from Jury Duty, we can't get Gretchen, who's written multiple books.
Why not?
I'm just kidding.
I bet if we reached out to Gretchen, we could get her.
Oh, for sure.
Probably. She's got a labia. She's got energy. It's big, I bet. Wait a minute. Now I've gone too far.
You've crossed.
Don't reach out to Gretchen because I won't be able to look her in the eye anymore.
You'll be staring at her labia, her clothed labia.
I'll be just like under the table. Hey, Gretch, what's up? Wouldn't that be terrible?
This poor woman.
Would be.
The poor woman. You guys now is a...
commercial break?
What?
Word from our sponsor?
Yeah. How did you know?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I'm trying to figure out which one we haven't done yet. Oh, this one's...
Of course you've heard of bottled wine, boxed wine, even wine in a can. Now comes wine in a 5-gallon plastic pail. The delicious taste of wine paired with the convenience of a large bucket. perfect for camping, this is for your bucket list. And yeah. long walks on the beach.
Yeah.
Bucket wine.
You just want to eat turkey dinner out of a bucket.
I think we have had bucket wine before, haven't we? Saddle up to a big trough of bucket wine.
Let's do it if we haven't. I think everybody should just get crazy straws and then we'll drink out of a 5-gallon bucket.
Yes.
Let's do it at the cabin this summer.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for the cabin.
Let's go now.
We should.
That'd be so fun. It's nice enough.
No kidding.
We could have an outside fire and everything.
That weekend was crazy.
Are we gonna have the same parties? Yeah, the same energy.
Same energy.
I don't know if I want you to bring your energy.
My lack of energy. You mean the energy that's just...
Actually, I wouldn't mind a replay of it. It was pretty funny. We made memories that weekend.
I'm afraid to go back there because I think my picture is going to be on the wall.
Yeah, banned from there. Yeah. Do not let it... As if they would get to that threshold. You know what I mean? It's like the craziest place in the world.
Yeah. And all I did was take a... table nap.
Who hasn't in their right mind taken a table nap?
That was my first one.
Thank you.
53rd year of life.
I mean, you know what? You deserve a table nap. You've worked hard. You're tired. Take a table nap. And don't be ashamed.
I'm going to take more table naps.
You can. That's your right as a grown American. America.
Yeah, you guys had to handle me. It wasn't.
Listen, if you ever run for office, run with that platform. I think you'd really
table
get a
naps?
Little, yeah. Get served your big dinner, take a table nap, wake up, have dessert. I like it.
Yeah.
What's
but somebody
wrong with
has
it?
To clear the table while you're taking a table nap.
The server's assistant will be there.
There you go.
Hopefully they get tipped
out. But they better
out.
Not wake you up with a dumb song.
No, but they will bring you fried ice cream.
They should sing you to sleep.
A lullaby.
Yes, a table nap lullaby.
Let's open a restaurant dedicated to sleep. How do we do that?
You buy those sleeping
pods. It's called breakfast in bed. Mm-hmm. And it's just beds, and you bring people food on trays.
No, but you may get those sleeping pods so that they can have some privacy.
Yeah, but we don't want to encourage sexual activity.
No, it's not. Like an enclosed
room. It's
not
the champagne room. You're not taking
it's not a room. It's a pod.
Yeah.
Like in Blind, Love is Blind?
No. I don't know how
I'm
to describe what I'm imagining.
Her pod. Do you know her pod?
Yeah. Don't they have them in like Asian countries? Like that you sleep in like little pods, don't they?
I think you're thinking of Pokemon.
What? I don't even know what...
No?
You play Pokemon, don't you?
No.
I bet you before you...
I did play it when it first came out.
Yeah, I bet you before
when,
you...
When the one on the phone where you'd walk down the street and go, ooh, I got him.
And then people were running into...
See, like, something that's like that, but a little more enclosed.
Okay.
I wish I could show our audience this picture that
like
I'm showing
you. That's like
what
I used to do when I went into this sensory deprivation tanks.
Yeah.
It was a pod like that. But it was filled with water, and I wouldn't want to eat in there. Ugh. Okay, it's going to be called Breakfast in Bed, and you can get breakfast food or fried ice cream, and you can sleep as long as you want. But it's by the hour, not by
the
meal.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you want to turn the tables over quickly.
Right.
But if you do by the hour, then you're not losing money. How's that sound?
Okay.
You guys are on board with that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's wrap it up.
There
Episode over. I like it. Tune in to Big Labia Energy next week because we have some humongous news.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Can you handle it?
No, I can't.
I know. That's our teaser.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast.
Goodbye, everybody.
Do we need to say our socials?
Kamami, Kamami on TikTok. And you are the maniac on everything. And I am Extreme Maggie on everything. Thank you for joining us for our fun talks. And we will be back next week with our bombshell.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.